In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom, and we do this broadcast live. I read from Isaiah 12, and you might say why, but I will tell you in a minute. "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy," hallelujah, "with joy, you shall draw waters from the springs of salvation." With joy, you shall draw waters from the springs of salvation. "And on that day shall you say, praise the Lord. I call upon his name, declare his works among the people, make mention that his name is exalted, make name that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done wonderful things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, you inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel." We celebrate today, or our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrate today, the beginning of Sukkoth, or the Feast of Booths. They remember what happened in the wilderness, that they built booths and they built tents and they wandered about going into the promised land. Jewish people throughout the world will build booths and they will try to live in them as much as they can for 7 days. They will put branches on top of the booths. The booths must be open, and if it rains, they will get wet. But on the last day of the feast, there were trumpets that were blown. On the last day of the Feast of Booths, the trumpets were blown. 3 sets of trumpets were blown 7 times. The high priest would go to the pool of Siloam, and he would go and fetch water, and he would pour out that water into a silver basin. It was the great day of the feast, the highest day of the feast. And you know what? This is what Jesus says on the last day, the great day of the feast. Jesus stood up and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. For the one who believes in me, as the scripture says, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Jesus did this on the Feast of Sukkoth, the last day of the feast, the great day when the trumpets were blowing, when the high priest went to get water from the pool of Siloam. Jesus cried out, "Let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." The high priest would be reading from the 12th chapter of Isaiah, the 3rd verse. "Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water from the springs of salvation." I tell you, the springs of salvation come from the heart of Jesus. The springs of salvation comes from the heart of Jesus. "Let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water." Rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. He was talking of the Spirit, the Scripture says, "For the Spirit had not yet been given, for Jesus had not yet been glorified." Rivers of living water. I received a call last night from a beautiful woman. I asked if she was a Catholic. She said, "No, she's a Pentecostal." I said, "You're a Pentecostal." She says, "I want the baptism of the Holy Spirit." I said, "Well, ask the people in your church to pray with you for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said, 'Let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.'" She says, "But my church doesn't do that. They say they're Pentecostal and they don't pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit." I don't understand that. I do not understand that. With joy you shall draw water from the springs of salvation. I tell you, this great feast of Sukkoth, this great feast of booths, many people say that Jesus will return at this time. When he comes, it will be on the Jewish calendar and the trumpets will sound. Yes, and the people who believe that the temple will be rebuilt, they will draw water. Where will they get their water from? I tell you, they will get their water from the pool of Siloam. It's still there. Let me also tell you this, that the fulfillment of that water from the pool of Siloam comes from Jesus. For he says, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink. For out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Yes, this water that was promised, this water that was promised in Sukkoth is fulfilled in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost when they were together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus. And there was a rushing mighty wind that filled the whole place, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them utterance. If the church needed anything else in these days in 2011, if I need anything, it's a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. With joy you shall draw water from the springs of salvation. I tell you, this is the feast of joy. This is the feast of joy for the Jewish people. It's a joyous time that they celebrate. Several days they celebrate this wandering in the desert with booths. But I tell you, the fulfillment is found in Jesus. For all the feasts of Judaism are found in Jesus. We celebrated the Jewish calendar several days ago, Yom Kippur. Oh yes, the telling of sins and repentance. But I tell you, oh, Yom Kippur was fulfilled on the cross when Jesus Christ gave his life as a ransom for many. When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross out of love for us, when he shed his blood on the cross out of love for us. I tell you that the fulfillment of Yom Kippur and the fulfillment of Passover was all about the cross, all about the cross. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. St. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God, the Lamb of sacrifice. And out of his being shall flow rivers of living water. And they pierced his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. My friends, all the Jewish feasts are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. All the Jewish feasts are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus said, and he cried out, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink. For he who believes in me, the scripture says, out of his innermost being, out of his belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And he spoke of the Spirit which those who believe in him would receive, for the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. But you know what? Jesus has been glorified on the cross and in the resurrection, and the Spirit has been given to those who believe. The Spirit of God has been given to those who believe and who are thirsty. Who are thirsty? The woman that called me last night, she said to me, I am thirsty. I am hungry. I want more. And I go to a Pentecostal church, but they don't pray for me for the baptism of the Spirit. Honey, find another church. Find another church where they're going to pray for you. Find another church where they're going to pray for you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She says, I've been asking God. I'm seeking God. She's hungry. She's thirsty. And imagine she goes to a Pentecostal church and they won't pray with her for the baptism of the Spirit. I don't understand that. What has it become? What has it become? I don't understand what it has become. In all reality, what has it become? You know what I'm saying? That this, they're supposed to believe in Pentecost. They're supposed to believe in Pentecost, and yet they don't even pray for their parishioners, for the baptism of the Spirit, and she is there. I tell you, the baptism of the Spirit is for those who want to do the works of God, who want to work in the power of the Spirit. I tell you, Pentecost was the idea of God, and it will be the idea of God until Jesus comes in glory. I speak to the Catholic Church as well, for we have forgotten about the power of Pentecost. We have sacramentalized that gift, but yet most people, when they receive confirmation, have no idea of the outpouring of the Spirit, because Jesus said, let the man who thirsts, let the man who hungers come to me and drink. How many people who have received confirmation are hungry? How many people who have received confirmation are thirsty? Oh, you gotta be hungry and you gotta be thirsty to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You've got to want what God has. You've got to want Pentecost. As I said, the idea of God to in the church was Pentecost. That was his idea. It was not my idea. And Pentecost will be the idea of God until Jesus comes in glory. He doesn't have another idea. This is the reality. And yet so many people have no idea of the power of God. Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink. For he who believes in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Those rivers flowed on the day of Pentecost when Peter said, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. And there were 3,000 people that were added to the church that day when Jesus said, when Peter said, repent and believe. And they gave their life to Jesus. And they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We see this also happened in Cornelius's house when Peter goes to the home of Cornelius in the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, and he preaches the gospel. These are the Gentiles. And as he preaches the gospel, they start to proclaim in tongues and in prophetic words, the gift of the Spirit is upon them. You know why? Because Cornelius was hungry. Cornelius was thirsty. Let me just tell you this. Most people are not hungry. Most Catholics are not thirsty. Most Catholics are not hungry. Most Catholics don't even know that God has more for them than sitting in a pew every single week. That's a reality. Most Pentecostals don't know that God has more for them than sitting in a pew, than going up for an altar call. Most people don't know that the outpouring of the Spirit is for them. Most people have no idea about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and that it works for people who are hungry and thirsty and who believe in Jesus. And I tell you, my friends, I tell you, we are in a crisis. We are in a crisis, and the crisis is the crisis of faith. The crisis is the crisis of faith. We don't believe. We don't believe. We don't believe. Oh, yes, we have programs for this and programs for that. And let me tell you, the shelf life of most Christians is for 1 year, and then you don't find them anymore. That's real. I've preached this so many times. The shelf life of most Christians is a year. Oh, yeah. They'll jump around for a year. They'll praise God for a year. And then they'll find something else. I know I've been in this since 1968. And the shelf life of most Christians is just a year and a half for so many. Rather than the one who thirsts, let him come to me and drink. For he that believeth, rivers of living water shall flow from his innermost being. This is real. This is real. There's no more than Pentecost, but the depths of Pentecost is rich. The depths of Pentecost is richer than I could ever imagine. You never will reach the deep of the depths of Pentecost, because the Spirit of God issues forth from Jesus Christ. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. He is the one who fills with the Holy Spirit. And I would not be able to do these broadcasts without the Holy Spirit. What would I be able to do for 27 years? I would be able to do nothing. I say to that lady, honey, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I didn't say this to her on the phone last night, but I'll tell her now, come to me, come to Holy Rosary, and I will pray with you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You don't have to be Catholic to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You have to be thirsty. You have to be hungry. You have to want what God has for you. That great outpouring of the Spirit. I remember when the people came many, many years ago. We were on Mellon Street in Cambridge. We were a bunch of hippies. I wasn't a hippie, but there were some of the guys and girls that are with me. They were hippies, and you know, but each of them had received this great baptism of the Spirit, and there we were in the living room praising God, and you know, with shorts and people with because it was the summer, and tank tops, and in walks these people that are dressed like Lady Astor's pet horse. They're beautiful people that came, and they were upper middle class people. And Marjorie Broccoli said to me, she looked at me because I was leading the prayer meeting that night, 22 years old, said to me, these people are hungry. Don't let them leave here unless they get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. And then we preached the gospel to them and prayed for each one of them. And there was that outpouring of the Spirit that came, and they started to speak in other languages. Hallelujah. I tell you, my friends, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink. Not many people are thirsty. And I'm telling you, that baptism of the Spirit is necessary for ministry. Where would I be without the baptism of the Spirit? But you know what, God, listen to me. Please, Father, in the name of Jesus, I need a new outpouring of the Spirit. I need to be thirsty like that woman. I need to be hungry like that woman. I ask for the gift to be thirsty and the gift to be hungry, Lord. I want more, God. I want more, God. And I want to seek your face. And Lord, I need you to grace me, because I cannot do it. I cannot do it. I cannot do it. I need you to grace me during, you know, Lord, I'm 65 years old now. I want to end the last years of my life filled with the Spirit of God in a way that I've never been filled. I want to end the last years of my life so filled with God that it oozes out of me. But I cannot do it on my own power, Lord. I need to seek your face. I need to seek your face. I need to seek your face. I need the gift of the Spirit even to seek your face, Lord, because I can become comfortable too, Lord, because of the pains that I've experienced, especially in the last several months. Lord, I can become comfortable and say, you know what, let somebody else do it. Lord, no, I want to continue to do it, but I need the outpouring of the Spirit like never before, like never before. With joy you shall draw water from the springs of salvation. I need that joy, Lord. We need that joy to keep us going, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We need that joy. We need the outpouring. We need to be thirsty. I need to be thirsty and hungry. Lord, you've got to answer this prayer because, you see, I'm on the radio every day, and unless you give me more of your Spirit, Lord, I'm just going to be dried up like an old prune. I need that Spirit. That lady called last night. She was thirsty. She was hungry. And, you know, put me to shame. Put me to shame. Though I'm not going to be ashamed, I just ask the Lord for that hunger and that thirst that I need to continue to do the works of God. And this is the work of God, to believe in him whom thou hast sent, Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, Lord, we know how difficult it gets as we walk with you, Jesus. We know how difficult it gets, but you have to visit us with your presence because we cannot go on our own power, Lord. You are a supernatural God that gives supernatural gifts. Lord, we as Catholics do not have booths, but we look to Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, and he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Lord, we need that power. We need that outpouring. We need that joy. We need that refreshment. We need your presence, Lord. As I said, Christianity lasts for a year with most people, and then people just turn away. I need you, Lord. I thirst for you, Lord, or I want to thirst for you. If I don't thirst for you, I want to thirst for you. If I don't hunger for you, Lord, I want to hunger for you. I want to thirst. I want to hunger. Lord, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. And Lord, unless you anoint your people with the Holy Spirit, people will go to hell. We need that Holy Spirit. Lord, we see what's happening in China. Yeah, what's happening in China? Tardis, my little friend from Boston College, was telling me of the young man who prayed for a Bible for over a year, had fasted 100 days, and two people came and gave him the Bible. And then they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They prayed for this baptism of the Holy Spirit. They didn't understand what it was. But they said, what you did in Acts 2, do for us. And oh, yes, in China, they started this great, awesome revival going on in China. And in the United States, it's as dry as the hobs of hell. It's as dry because we have filled with the materialistic gospel. We are filled with the gospel of the thingdom of kingdom, or the kingdom of thingdom. It's very sad. And Lord, it has touched all of us. It has touched all of us. We need your Holy Spirit. I need your Holy Spirit. Lord, on this day of the Feast of Booths, on the Feast of Tabernacles, as our brothers and sisters build these booths and branches over their tents, Lord, I pray, God, that there would be visitations of Jesus. I pray you won't wait till the last day of the Feast of Booths, Lord. I pray that even as they build the booth, that the Spirit of God would come upon our Jewish brothers and sisters. I pray there would be a great ingathering of souls during these days as we wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. I pray, God, that Pentecost would become renewed in my heart and renewed in the hearts of those who receive the Spirit. I pray, God, we would operate in faith even if we don't feel anything, that we would continue to operate in faith, praying for the sick, praying for the destitute, praying for God to do new and wonderful things. I ask for mercy, Lord, for me. I ask for mercy, Lord. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. I need your mercy. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink. For he that believeth in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters. I do not sing the song, fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. No, I don't want a cup. I want rivers of living water flowing from my broken heart. That's what I need. I need rivers, and I need to seek your holy and awesome face. I need you more than I've ever needed you, Lord, today. I need you more than I've ever needed you today. You know how I've cried out to you, Lord, for the last 3 months. You have heard every word. I pray for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in my life that would absolutely, Lord, cause me to just resonate with what's happening in heaven. And it's by grace. 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 My Lord and my God, may the name of Jesus Christ be praised both now and forever. May the name of Jesus Christ be praised both now and forever. From November 10th to the 13th at the Holiday Inn in Woburn, we're going to be having WOW Warriors of Worship, and the number to call would be 847-962-7307 if you want the baptism that'll happen there. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. 847-962-7307. And that's the number. And I need to hear from people so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom is the mailing address, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. With joy you will draw waters from the springs of salvation. Hallelujah. God bless you. Jesus said, let the man who thirsts come to me and drink, for out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers of living water. Give us those rivers, Lord. Give us those rivers. Give us those rivers. Give us those rivers. We need those rivers, Lord. We need those rivers. We need those rivers, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. We adore you. For you are God, Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. May the name of Jesus Christ be praised both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.